Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Welcome back into the bullpen. Hour 2 starts now. I'm Brian McDonald. Alongside me, Cam Smith, Sean Mapes, and behind the glass, our man, Johnny Bilmer, who we found out during the break. He's working out a lot. He's got the gun show going there in the studio.
Not shy about it.
Yeah, no, not shy.
I wouldn't put a lot behind.
He's just flexing on us for no apparent reason. Hey, what's up, Johnny? He just starts flexing. It's really off-putting. Be better, Johnny. Someone else that needs to be better, I think, Pro Football Focus with their playoff odds. You like that transition, Sean? That was some professional stuff there. That was. I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Stop the game. Get the game ball.
We got a couple of footballs over there. Yeah, I think I get a game ball for that one. Certainly not going to Johnny Two Guns over there. But Pro Football Focus put out their playoff odds for the AFC, and obviously no surprise at the top. The Chiefs are the number one team at 76%, which. I get when you put out odds like this, it's not going to necessarily reflect public opinion, because who would be the 24% that would say the Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs? So I know it's never going to reflect what the public opinion would be, but I mean, they deserve to be number one, but I think you could argue they should be even higher. Number two, Ravens at 67%. Still no Texans yet. Let's see where the Texans fall. Number three, Bills at 61%. Bengals at 59% to come in at number four. Then finally, your Houston Texans on the board at number five, the fifth best odds to make the playoffs in the AFC. Shout out to Jason Braddock. Maybe help come up with these rankings at 52%, followed by the Dolphins and Jets at 6th and 7th at 52% and 48% respectively. Sean, when you first see these percentage odds, and sorry, Cam, the Chargers aren't on here. When you see these, when you see these odds, other than rightfully the Chargers being left off because they're garbage, what is your overall thought to where the Texans rank in the odds overall?
I think it seems the number seems low, but like you mentioned with the Chiefs, I think all the numbers kind of seem
they all
low.
Seem low,
and
yeah.
I think some of that is just it. The June 15th ness of it all, where we're like, of course all these teams are good. Like, what are we talking about? But every year there are teams that come in that are expected to be Super Bowl contenders that do miss the playoffs. Like, yeah, that'll happen pretty often.
I wish I remember the exact number, but it's something to like two non-playoff teams in each conference from the year before that make the playoffs in the previous year, and it's a pretty long streak of that. So I think I'll get to my thoughts here on the Texans here in a second, but Cam, what are your overall thoughts on these percentages other than the Chargers being left off?
I mean, I'm coming with y'all. I think it's kind of low, because if I'm looking at this list, it seems like they're saying the Texans are going to win the division, but yet their chance to make the playoffs is basically half,
what I would
50%. It's just kind of like
I would assume that means that they have them as the favorite, but it is a lot of their chance to make the playoffs is contingent on them winning the division.
Yeah, sure. And like, look, their schedule is a little tougher, but it's just like, does anybody in that division really scare you enough to where you think the Texans wouldn't win that? I mean, what did Jacksonville and Indy and Tennessee really do in the offseason or last year that makes you think that they could overtake the Texans? Like, I don't see it. So, like, I definitely think 52% is super low.
If I could take your point and run with it a little, you're kind of hitting on my biggest problem with this list. And overall, I mean, it's a June 15th list from Pro Football Focus on playoff. I mean, the stakes here are not high. But if I'm gonna go super hardo and make my case for why I have a problem with this list, I would point out kind of what Cam was saying. Specifically with the Bills at three. Like, you can't tell me, if you're saying, okay, the Bills are the favorite to win the AFC East, and I would argue that even being true, and then the Texans are the favorite to win the AFC South, to me, the Bills, and it's clear as day here on the list, have way more competition in their own division to win, because there's only one AFC South team on this list. It's the Houston Texans. The Colts, Jaguars, and Titans aren't on this list, and Titans probably going to be hot garbage. But the Bills are joined on this top seven list by the Dolphins and Jets. You can't sell me on the idea of the Bills, who got worse over the offseason, having better odds than the Houston Texans when they have tougher competition in their own division, as referenced by the Dolphins and Jets being on this list without, you know, anyone else in the AFC South being on this list.
Yeah, that is the I'm kind of lower on all three of the, and maybe that makes it right, but I'm lower on all three of the AFC East teams chances, or at least they all seem, it seems a bit aggressive that all of them are on the graphic. And I'd probably, you know, if you're just to rank them, this just means the Texans are fifth in the power rankings of most likely to make the playoffs by PFF, where that seems low. But then I look at the other teams, I'm like, oh, okay, so they're fourth, and I'd drop the Bills underneath the Texans. And so then having two more AFC East teams, and I'm not familiar enough with the AFC East. Maybe they just play a super cake divisional matchups from the NFC. Maybe they play the NFC South like the Texans did last year.
And that didn't actually work out that didn't work all that great for the Texans.
But maybe that's there's some weird schedule thing going on that I'm not taking into account, that there's two AFC North teams above the Texans and three AFC East teams in the graphic altogether, the graphic of what, seven teams?
Seven teams, yeah.
And the Jets, like, are people really that high on the Jets because Aaron Rodgers is coming back?
Yes, like, the answer is yes.
Yeah,
look, I'm not one to point to East Coast bias, but you also have to remember that a lot of these lists that are going to be coming out from the media are people that happen to follow along the same lines of a Rich Eisen or a Mike Greenberg, who take their Jets fandom and put it out in media every day. So, yeah, I do think there is some New York bias in this, and I do think because of Aaron Rodgers, even though Aaron Rodgers can't even show up to minicamp, I do think there is some New York Jets bias in this that's kind of baked into it. I can't look past the idea of the Texans are the only AFC South team on this list, but yet they have a rougher go to get into the playoffs than a team who got worse over the offseason, has two other teams in the division also on the list. A couple minutes left here in this segment before we get into the big question of this week, which Sean will have for us this week. This will be new for Cam, but Cam hasn't had the opportunity to participate in the big question of the week, but we will get to that next segment. Of course, at 1:30, we will have Mount Rushmore plus one, but let's finish off this segment here in the last couple minutes with the news and kind of the follow-up for the Houston Texans, to localize it, if you will. Trevor Lawrence gets paid 5 years, $275 million. I think everyone's reaction was, he ain't worth that. So let's skip past that, because I think we all agree Trevor Lawrence hasn't done anything to prove he's worth that money. But that's not really what getting huge contracts is about when you're a quarterback. You don't really have to prove it all that much to get paid. What would be your ballpark estimate, Cam, for what C.J. Stroud is going to get when his contract comes due in a couple of years? Just ballpark it. Don't think too much. For gut instinct, what is it?
$350 million.
Oh, you're way too light. Okay, Sean, do better.
I was gonna say $75 million a year.
Yeah, see, I'm starting at, well, see, so, I mean, Trevor Lawrence got, what was
it? If you take into account that it's going to be, Cam is starstruck by that, but taking into account it's going to be 2 years from now. At least
Cam, he's going to get $500 million. He's going to get $500 million, Cam. I hope you're right.
$350 million, I guess, was.
I mean, right now the record holder for largest overall value is Patrick Mahomes with $450 million. But that contract was signed, what, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, and that was, what, a 10-year deal?
Yeah,
something like that. And now we're going to look even 2 years into the future, where contracts just go up and up and up and up, and the salary cap goes up and up and up and up.
And then not to mention that C.J. Stroud's better than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, he's better than Trevor Lawrence.
At a certain point, you have to take that into account, too, that he's a way better player.
I mean, I don't think I did the math earlier. I definitely think he gets north of 60 per year. I don't know if it has to get. I don't think he necessarily gets up to the 75 that you predicted, Sean.
You said ballpark, and
I know. In ballpark, I think we're meeting in the middle, somewhere between 60 and 75 here.
All right.
But he's getting half a billion. Also, I would bet a large sum on that. He is getting half a billion.
Also, you have to take into account CJ Stroud's agent,
David Mulligetta. He's not going to take a hometown discount.
No especially team, no team
with
friendly
this team
deals.
And what in the past goings no, no, on no, he's no, had no. with this team. Yeah, no.
No, 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 no.
There will
sir.
Not be a hometown discount from David Mulligetta. I have no fear about the deal getting done, but when you start when we start having conversations about what the Texans do in free agency, like next offseason and the offseason after, we're going to have to keep in the back of our minds it's not just how much salary cap you have right now. It's we also have to have room to give CJ Stroud half a billion dollars. So you can do the one-year deals for guys like Diggs right now, the two-year deals for Daniel Hunter. But in a couple of seasons, when that contract comes due on CJ Stroud, your ability to make big splashes in free agency aren't going to be quite there. All right, on the other side of the break, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5, the big question of the week will be provided to us by Sean. That, when the bullpen returns, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Welcome back to the Bullpen. Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, Sean Mapes, and John Domer here with you. Three more segments to go. If you have any thoughts of what we talked about with the Texans, the Astros, if you want to join in the conversation with our big question or give your own Mount Rushmore plus one, give us a call on the HRMP listener line at 713-780-3776, which apparently a young fan of the show, Johnny Belmer, told us in the break, called in, was very mad about us trashing the Chargers. I don't know if Cam Smith is texting people during segments to come in and defend his Chargers, but apparently we got some heat from Chargers Nation. Cam, you responsible for this?
I don't know, but if he's my son, I am proud.
Well, if you have a son, that would first off be a surprise, but two, you'd be proud that he was defending the Chargers. All right, our big question of the week, we debuted this last week, just random questions for us to kick around and debate. Doesn't have to be on sports, just it could be about life, about anything and nothing at once. I gave mine last week. Sean apparently has five. We're not going to get to all five, but has five potential ones for us to pick from.
I thought of just coming up with as many as I could in one sitting.
Yes, so you never have to do it again.
Right.
I see through it.
Or
I see through that.
Or if one of them stinks, then we can just move on to
another. Move on to the next one. All right, so I think what we can do here is I'll pick a number.
Yeah,
we'll do that one. And then
my big question is pick a number.
And then Cam can do that as well. To kick us off, you know, I'm going to think, you know, as you go through with this, maybe less effort is put into each question down the lines. I don't want to go with five.
No, that's not true, though.
Okay, all right, okay. I'll go with two, number two. What was number two?
If you could trade places with anyone for a day, who would it be?
Ooh, okay.
Anyone on Earth.
Anyone on Earth. Okay.
You can do anyone in sports if you'd like.
I think I would go. Now, is this at any moment in your life, or is it like current, like it has to be like tomorrow?
Right now.
Okay, right now?
I can make this happen.
I don't think it changes my answer a whole lot, but I think I'd go with The Rock. I think The Rock lives a pretty damn good life. Obviously, he's rich, he's ripped, he's in movies, he's wrestling, he's, you know, everyone loves The Rock. Hell, he might even run for president. We don't know what's going on with The Rock, but his life is entertaining. I think I would go with The Rock.
Camp? All right. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where that was going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, you didn't say it with much. You got to try it again. Try it with the Southern accent. Come on.
All right. All right.
A little better.
McConaughey. McConaughey.
You're getting there.
Yeah, that dude is.
That's Minister of Culture, Matthew McConaughey,
yes,
sir.
He's pretty chill, and he has an amazingly beautiful wife and his own little tequila company, and also he clearly has millions of dollars.
And he's, from, he's on the sidelines.
I don't think that anyone here is going to pick someone who doesn't have millions of dollars.
I think that's the minimum.
That'd be crazy.
We're not picking anyone who makes less than us.
I guess Belmer still hasn't given his, but I'm going to guess that person that Belmer chooses is also a millionaire.
It's also going to have a few dollars in the bank, yes.
Yeah, you're correct. but I want to go less for the money and more of the feeling. I'm going to take Jason Tatum, but I would rather be on the day that the next game is, because he's going to win.
right after the buzzer sounds?
I want to know what it's like to win a championship. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You have to have his kid, though, too, for that day.
Yeah. You could have just picked anyone.
It's just for a day. It's fine.
Okay, you could pick Porzingis.
That's true. I could have picked any Celtic.
Yeah, you just get courtside seats.
He's got he gets a ring. He says courtside doesn't have to do anything.
Actually.
That's not bad.
Actually, now I'm thinking, yeah.
So what's your shot?
Maybe I want to be Sam Hauser. Sam Hauser plays too much.
Not Peyton Pritchard?
Peyton Pritchard. No, I would go with the dream, like we said, being a millionaire, not having to work very much.
The dream like Hakeem Olajuwon?
No.
He's taking the dream.
The dream
of
is,
not doing anything because he's
is
rich.
Working, ah. not, n- or not working, making a lot of money. Jose Abreu.
Oh.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
I mean,
he's got all the time in the world right now.
Think about how good it feels when you have a little bit of extra money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Think about how good it feels when you don't have to work anymore.
Or Bobby Bonilla, who's still collecting $2 million a year and he hasn't played baseball in 20 years.
Bobby Bonilla gets that $1 million check every July. Oh, we're coming up on Bobby Bonilla Day, July 1st.
Yes, but there's also a certain feeling that you get after. I guess the closest feeling is either your first day of a long vacation or maybe the day after your last final in school, final exam in school.
It's been so long, I don't remember.
Where it's just the first day of summer, you have nothing to do. And now imagine you're getting $30 million too. And
it's like the line from Friday.
You're just out. You're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's $30 million.
Doesn't
enjoy your
summer. Anything else for the rest of his life if he doesn't want to.
Yes.
All right, Cam, you want to pick the next number? I pick number 2.
1 to 5.
3.
3. If you could eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, I feel like Cam, the foodie's got to go first here. Oh, actually, he's contemplating. We've done, I don't know, like 5-6 shows with Cam. I don't think I've ever seen him in more deep thought than he is right now. Like,
I love food.
He's really letting the question marinate.
Oh, well played.
What a hole in one, sir.
So this is the whole meal, or this is just like a single food item?
I said food.
You said food? Okay.
Oh, no, I said meal. But
you said meal. Okay.
I'm not going to go crazy.
Hey, John, you have one that came to you right away, because I'm struggling too.
It's a struggle because I don't think anybody wants to eat the same meal for the rest of their life. But I think if I have to choose, I'm going to go old school meat and potatoes, something like meatloaf and like maybe some mashed potatoes and a vegetable,
something like that.
Man,
yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'd want to eat.
Anything in the world, John?
I'm not a steak guy. Not a steak guy.
I'm not going to charge you for this.
No, I know.
I'm going to go in the route of I'm on death row. Okay. And this is my last meal.
If that makes it easier for you to.
Because that way I can just have a smorgasbord of random stuff.
No, you can't go crazy here. Like, you can't pick eight.
You can't pick like five different meals and then call it one meal.
It's got to be like a regular size
meal.
Yeah, a dish.
Maybe some sides.
A couple sides.
Here, I'll give you one entree, two sides, and a dessert.
How about that?
Drink if it matters.
Okay. Oh, this is really difficult. This might have been the most difficult question ever posed to me before in my life.
Go?
Please go.
Okay, I'll go. I'll go with a chicken fried steak with the cream gravy.
Ooh.
Mac and cheese, biscuits, and then my dessert, I would probably go banana pudding. That would be my meal. That would be my death row meal too.
I think that would also be my dessert too.
Yeah. I think there's other things I could be talked into.
You have to eat this every day.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I guess
if I'm eating this every day, I'm not living very long.
Maybe some days, I'm just feeling
carving up with some biscuits and
just hold the rest. I'll take the mac and cheese.
Yeah. I'm that's part of my Father's Day meal tomorrow. I love mac and cheese, but
Wait. What's the Father's Day meal?
A New York strip steak, mac and cheese, and some ice cream.
No meatloaf?
No meat. Johnny, meatloaf. Johnny,
why
meatloaf.
Am I catching strays on meatloaf?
It's okay.
It's okay. It's
I'd rather have meatloaf over steak. I'm not a steak guy.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what? What did you say?
He just said he would take meatloaf over like a nice steak.
He didn't say nice steak.
You know, actually, who has nice a really steak. Good meatloaf?
St.
And I'm not saying this because of the place, but Twin Peaks has an exceptional.
Okay. That was not where I thought you were going with that.
No. I will go in there blindfolded, and I will still order that thing. It has nothing to do.
I love the visual of Cam going into Twin Peaks blindfolded just
to prove a point.
That makes it worse. That makes it worse because now you're feeling around.
No.
Come on, Cam.
No.
I fell.
Yeah. Oh, oops. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm blindfolded because I'm a white knight. You know, I'm an ally. I don't want to objectify you with my eyes. So I'm just feeling around at chest level. Yeah, that's great, Cam. What's your food?
Yeah, you still have not provided.
You still haven't given us your food.
You did give us the good Twin Peaks wreck, though. Yeah. Next time I'm there, yes, ask for the meatloaf.
Blindfolded, eating meatloaf.
I'm seriously still lost at words. I mean, I love Mexican food so much.
If you don't give us an answer in 30 seconds, you're getting meatloaf with Johnny.
No, dear God, no. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to stick to what I love and what I eat all the time, and I never get tired of it. You know what? I would actually probably have huevos con chorizo as my starter.
That's good. That's great.
Because you said I can have a starter and an entree and two sides, right?
I didn't say starter, but okay.
Oh, well, I heard that.
he said entree, two sides, and a
dessert. You can have a starter, no dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That's okay. Fine. Okay. So huevos con chorizo for my starter, and then as my meal, I would like to have a Cubano sandwich.
Okay.
And then
okay.
As my sides, I'm going to go with some refried beans with bacon and a lengua taco. Yeah.
A taco is a side?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. It feels like
in Cam's world.
I'm not going to
death row.
I know how hard
no,
it was.
No, only you put you on death row, Cam. The question
Yeah, I mean, you can say
row.
That you can say that for a lot of people on death row.
Well, he's
row,
on death
be
row
because
he's going around blindfolded groping people at Twin Peaks.
that's not the death penalty. They don't give you the death penalty for that.
Okay. Well, we'll find out for Cam.
Well, not here, but in some other places, I'm sure they will.
Okay.
So what's your meal, Sean?
I'm not taking this as far into the this is my last meal ever. I'm taking this more as a I could eat this every day situation, which I think it's interesting that we just turned into death row here.
Cam did.
Yeah, I guess
that's mostly
Cam,
a Cam thing.
Cam put us
Cam,
on death row.
Death row is on Cam's mind recently. I don't know what's going on in his life, but his death row's on the mind.
All right. I was thinking chicken wings, and I was thinking...
Ooh, what flavor?
I was hoping that you wouldn't ask me the follow-up question of what flavor, and I could...
The most obvious follow-up?
No, but... Okay, could I do like...
Okay.
I'm turning into Cam and negotiating my my meal. But can it be like a 30 count, but 10 of each flavor?
Okay.
You have to have multiple flavors.
If you're getting a 30 count, though, you have to give away the sides.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
That's
so fine. What are your three flavors?
I can trade.
Wait, chicken wings right. Or chicken tenders?
Wings.
Wings.
And you only want three flavors?
I mean, I try to do six flavors.
Five each?
Like, hell come yeah. On. Like, what are we doing?
I don't think
I can sit here and just name six flavors on the radio.
No, let's off six flavors. We got 2 minutes. We're actually over.
I'll do a lemon pepper. I'll do a buffalo hot. Actually, no. Mango habanero instead.
Respect.
I don't know. Man, the third one's tough because that's where I like to, like, really rotate and bounce off the handlebars a little bit with that. Do I want another dry rub? Oh, man. This is tough.
If maybe you had I'd to go today.
Two and 15 each. I think I'll just do those two and 15 each.
Ranch or blue cheese?
I'll ask for both. Can I get both? I'm having no sides.
Ranch.
Yeah,
I'd prefer ranch, but I would like both. I'm having it every day. I think some days I would want to, you know, I'm having this for the next 60 years. Let me get some blue cheese.
Yeah, you can have it.
Some days I would want blue cheese. It's the rest of my life.
You got it.
I don't think I can have. I'm already doing two flavors.
All right, that'll do it for the big question. We'll have another one next week. I guess that'll be Cam's turn. Cam, you going to come up with a couple big questions for us?
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to be all food-related or not food-related, because Cam doesn't want to hear our terrible takes on food, because it offends him so much when Johnny says things like meatloaf. Cam was taken aback. I literally saw like the brain, like hold on. I know he didn't just say meatloaf. Like, he was trying to process and keep back the anger of Johnny Belver saying meatloaf as his only meal. Anyway, on the other side of the break, our award-winning segment, Mount Rushmore Plus One, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who we'll become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
These courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Welcome in, Houston, to the best part of your weekend. It is time for the award-winning, groundbreaking segment, the segment that changed the sports radio industry forever. It is time for Mount Rushmore Plus One. Anyone in particular want to lead off today, gentlemen? I know, obviously, Main Event May.
I have a Main Event topic.
I mean, Main Event May.
Very rarely do I call my shot. This one's a Main Event topic.
Oh, okay, so we got it. Okay, well, you know, let's just go down the line here. I'll go ahead and lead us off, and then we'll go with Cam, and then we'll get to Sean here, Main Event Mapes. I am going with my favorite old guys in sports, and I didn't have any particular motivation for this, but I maybe just feeling the age a little bit as I get, you know. And now into the age 40 demographic. My favorite old guys in sports. Number one on the list. Actually, I did. Now I'm trying to remember what it was. What was my motivation?
Was it Jose Abreu?
Yes, that's what it was. I knew there was. I was buying myself, trying to buy myself time to remember.
He's
what
so
it
old,
was.
He forgot.
Yeah,
you're doing
yeah,
great.
Oh.
You're doing great.
Johnny, yes, I'm so old, I forgot. Thank you, Johnny.
It's ironic.
It's gonna.
That conversation was like one I would have with my father.
Yeah, yeah, and that's gonna haunt me. That's gonna haunt me.
What was I saying?
You know, what's the movie that I like?
I'm just guessing.
Right? Yes. Yes. No. I just looked down my list and I saw favorite old guys. Of course, like, oh crap! What was my motivation for this? It was 100% Jose Abreu getting released, but these were actually old guys that could play that I enjoyed watching. So, damn it! All right, number one on the list, Nolan Ryan. I mean, guy was throwing no hitters in his 40s. He's fighting Robin Ventura, punching him in the face on the mound. So, Nolan Ryan definitely got to be on my list of favorite old guys who are still getting it done. Also on the list, this guy wasn't obviously as good as Nolan Ryan in his 40s, but was just fun. Like, who didn't enjoy watching Bartolo Colon play? I mean, just a jolly fat guy out in the mound.
Especially when he hit those homers.
He hit a home run in San Diego, which was actually one of the hardest parts to hit a home run in. And he hit one, and just the joy that you saw, you know, on the field and with the announcers of calling that home run when he hit a home run. I think he's already in his 40s when he hit that home run. But
yeah.
And Bartolo Colon was a joy to watch.
And I would say that he really came into his own once he became an old guy.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's when he kind of became beloved. He was an old guy. He was a steroid guy.
Yeah, that's a good call. Next one on the list, my favorite old guys in sports, Frank Gore. Played for damn near every team in the league. I mean, we forget this guy tore his ACL in college. I believe, he might have tore both ACLs in college, but he definitely tore both ACLs. He was hit with like the injury bug or like the injury prone label early in his career with the 49ers. And then he played for every team in the league until he was, I don't know what age he was, but he was way older than the average running back when he finally hung up the cleats and stopped playing so long that he only missed his son coming in the league by, I think, a year or two. Because his son is now a drafted rookie.
Yeah, just got drafted, yeah.
Yeah, I believe Frank Gore's last season in the league was 2022. I don't remember exactly, but he didn't miss his son joining the league by very much. Next one on my Mount Rushmore Plus One of old guys in sports, George Foreman. I mean, he won the heavyweight championship of the world when he was in his 40s. the whole time he's selling.
I was gonna say
he's selling you grills. He's knocking people out. I mean, George Foreman, obviously a Houston legend, Houston icon.
Yeah,
so much of an icon. He names every son of his George down the line of his family lineage. George Foreman, definitely a great old guy in sports. And number five, this one here is for Sports Entertainment. Sean over there, The Undertaker. The Undertaker.
Oh, yes.
I mean, John Belmer knows this. He's a big wrestler.
Dead man.
John Belmer was winning. I mean, The Undertaker was winning a WrestleMania match in his 50s, guys.
I know.
He won a WrestleMania match against AJ Styles in 2020 as like a 50-something
year. One of the greatest athletic feats.
I mean, it goes down there as one of the greatest, yes, athletic feats of all time. That is my Mount Rushmore plus one of favorite old guys in sports. You guys have any favorites that I left off?
Mutombo. I thought we were going to get to Kimbe Mutombo. Mutombo,
yeah, the finger wag. That
especially
would be
when
good.
He was on the Rocket. He was old on
that's
the Rocket.
That's good.
Does Boban count?
How old is he? I don't think he's that.
He just looks older.
Yeah, he's more of a mascot than an old guy. He's definitely
like 10 years older than everyone else on the Rockets. Yeah, he's 35.
Hey, he was in John Wick,
Don't you have to be...
He was in John Wick 3, which you're watching.
You just watched on your way in or something.
Just for the listeners, when Cam sat here and opened up his laptop, it was just on John Wick 3. Kind of.
No, John Wick 3rd?
John Wick 3rd, which is what he called
it. Cam referred to it as, yeah.
And he just opened up. It was like 45 minutes into the movie.
Cam was just sitting at home watching John Wick the
just
first.
Doing
like,
his prep.
Time to go do the radio show. I'll hit resume when I get home. All right, Cam, what is your Mount Rushmore plus one this week?
Okay, oddly enough, this kind of ties in with the third question that I picked from Sean, which is food. I was recently at a taco truck the other day, and it got me to thinking of all the types of tacos that I really enjoy. And, you know, I think I actually like some of the more, quote, gross tacos that people like.
What gross?
For starters,
you find this.
For starters, I love lengua, which is cow tongue. And I don't think a lot of people get down with lengua, but I love it. Followed by chorizo. Yeah,
that is a good guess that most people don't get down with
the
cow
average
tongue.
Person is not, quote, down with cow tongue. Yes.
Just me.
I would agree with that, Cam.
Chorizo, I love
chorizo. I had a
chorizo
breakfast taco this morning.
See, nice.
I love chorizo. Yeah.
But the thing is the tortilla has to be very specific for me. So, like, for lengua, I'm only going to get it on flour, not corn. Chorizo, I'm only going to get it on flour, not corn.
I had it on flour.
This is one that I think nobody likes. Nopales, which is cactus.
It's cactus. Yeah. It's nasty. I had to eat cactus as a bet once that I lost, and it was the nastiest thing I've ever and you're into that,
and you, I was going to say, these are ones you like?
I'm telling will also get down on a bean and nopales taco. Like, I will.
I don't know why cow tongue. I was just like, yep, sure. The cactus is especially
Cam's going into a taqueria and is like, of all the things I could order, give me cow tongue and cactus. Cam, there's other options.
Do you pair them? Do you pair these together?
I
never have to worry about them not having what I want. Because
no one else is ordering it.
Exactly.
Taking it out of stock.
It's great.
Oh, man. I'd rather have a meatloaf taco. I'm going to join up with Johnny Belmer.
I'm out of here. How dare you, sir? this is a more popular one. Barbacoa.
Yeah,
I love barbacoa.
I like that one's... This one's for the people.
Yeah.
This is one's for the norms. Yeah.
And then my name, Camarones, I love shrimp. So I'm gonna get a shrimp one. But that's the one that I will eat on corn. I will eat shrimp on corn.
Okay.
Y'all made fun of my meatloaf.
Yeah, no. I take back everything I said to John Belmer about it.
The last two are so much more normal. The last two just like nothing. I'm like
barbacoa. Like he had chorizo and barbacoa. Elite, great. I eat those all the time.
Shrimp even.
Great. Why cow tongue and cactus, Cam?
It's good, man. Okay. I don't know what to say.
All right. I mean, like what you like, but no. Forget that. No, I'm going to judge you still. Okay.
All right.
All right, so main event mapes time. You're Mount Rushmore plus one, sir. Hopefully it doesn't involve cactus and cow tongue.
Almost no cactus or cow tongue in
good.
This one.
All right.
This one is very self-referential. This one is very, very meta, I dare say. Because I was looking at the list of topics that I've done, and I realized that my fourth one that I have on this list were things that are red, white, or blue. Which means that was the 4th of July one.
Right.
So counting back... I think this is the 1-year anniversary of Mount Rushmore plus one.
Okay.
Yes. At least by the rough math I was able to do on my
iPhone definitely notes. Started in the summer because we started as a summer bit. And I still remember my first one, and it definitely wasn't our 4th of July one. There was a few weeks before that, so I think
and
you're right.
Luckily, I just have it on OneNote that I just add to every time. So I have all the Mount Rushmore Plus Ones that I did. So in honor of the first anniversary, I'm doing the Mount Rushmore Plus Ones of the first year of Mount Rushmore Plus Ones that I've done.
Okay, I'm going to stand up like Nick Casario plotting a draft pick here. I like it. Okay.
All right. So you got to start where it all started. Mount Rushmore plus one of national parks and monuments.
I remember.
Statue of Liberty, the Alamo, Mount Rushmore.
I felt so bad for RJ that day.
Lincoln Monument and the Shaq statue outside of CryptoArena.com.
Yes, everyone refers to it as crypto.
Yes. I'll just give the five very fast as sure. I go through these. I did the Mount Rushmore plus one of Taco Bell menu items. Quesarito, and I, in parentheses, at the time I put RIP because I think it was getting taken away, and that was the reason for the season. Crunchwrap Supreme, Doritos Locos Tacos, not gross at all. As for the cow tongue.
Doesn't contain any cow tongue.
I just stick with the regular beef. Mountain Dew Baja Blast, and then the Steak Chili Verde Fries Burrito. I also had the Mount Rushmore Plus One of cereal mascots. The Cookie Crisp Wolf, Toucan Sam, Count Chocula, Tony the Tiger, and the Apple Jacks Cinnamon and Apple, which I realized I kind of cheated and had two different ones.
So that was your third one, right?
That was the third one, yes.
There's one in particular that I'm hoping is on this list.
Is it?
We got two more.
The one, I think it might have been my first day back from vacation.
Yes,
was the Mount Rushmore.
The things that just sound right.
Mount Rushmore plus one of things I can't explain why, but they're perfectly named.
Yes, that is the list. And I did a follow-up the next week of things that were higher than Sean when he came up with that list.
And this one, looking back on it, they're not all hits. But this one was the one that made me feel most shame, and also probably the one I laughed the hardest. Pool. Perfectly named.
Yeah. What else would you call it?
What else would you call it? Jellyfish, Bubble, Bluetooth, and Cancer.
Bluetooth, I think, is still the one that... Like, why? Why does that make sense? Why does that just sound right?
Get in Time Machine. Ask me a year ago. And lastly, probably the other one that I've laughed the most while making, Mount Rushmore plus one of strokes.
Yes, I think was it me and Andrew that go to you?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So that of course is the final stroke in golf.
Yes, of course.
It is the backstroke. Mm-hmm. It is the different strokes for different folks.
Right.
It is a brushstroke technique you use when painting called cross hatching. And then vinegar strokes.
Yes, yeah. And moving right on, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 before we get canceled. Man, I can't believe we got away with that now twice. Well, we'll find out if we got away with this one. I don't know if we got away with it yet. I can't believe you did. I'm so glad you did it, but I can't believe you did it. I was trying to scroll through. I think my favorite list that I did was better anniversaries on January 6th. I think that might have been my favorite list. There's lots of better ones, by the way. ESPN Radio 97.5. I think the one that I got the most crap for with you guys, like, I can't believe you're doing this. Not legit, but like, really? Was one on, I think it was Veterans Day. I did favorite veterans, but it wasn't
yes.
But it was athletes.
It was also just old athletes. He did the same one today.
Dikembe Mutombo was on that list. All right, ESPN wow. Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
Thank you.
Salute to you, Dikembe Mutombo, my favorite veteran. When the bullpen gets back on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5, we'll finish it up with the worst people in sports and our favorite thing from sports. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're back inside the bullpen with the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. discussing during the break all the various random body parts that Cam Smith will eat on a taco. Apparently, there are no limits to this. It goes beyond cow tongue. But anyway.
I am not scared.
The worst person in sports this week. Let's start it off here. Sean, who is your worst person in sports this week?
My worst person in sports this week is Big 12 Conference Commissioner Brett Yormark for not just selling his soul, but selling the soul of the conference to Allstate. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I did not, no.
So they have basically branded, you know how bowl games have sponsors?
Sure.
Named
Cotton
sponsors.
Bowl presented by Goodyear or something like that.
The Big 12 is going to have a brand sponsor. And right now it's believed to be Allstate, and the name might be the Allstate 12.
Oh, wow.
You're not serious.
The Allstate 12?
I'm 100% serious.
Oh, my God. I mean, look,
and
the Big 12 name has no meaning anymore, but...
But at least they kept the 12 part when they sold it to Allstate. Also, the deal really is... I forgot what the exact number is, but it's roughly $2 to $3 million per team in the Big 12.
That's it?
That's the price.
That's the worst part. Like, I could get beyond the idea of selling it if it was like this huge financial windfall when you're about to lose, you know, Oklahoma and Texas. But you're getting $2 to $3 million per team. That doesn't make a difference to these overall athletic budgets.
Mm-hmm. Allstate
that barely pays for an NIL deal.
Allstate 12 conference.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful. I guess you could say, Sean, it just doesn't mean more there.
It does not mean more.
Cam, your worst person in sports.
My worst person in sports was Derek Lively. In the first game of the NBA Finals, because he lost me a bet and money, so
very petty.
I love
petty.
The personal ones.
I thought you were going to say because he taunted the guy with the corner three last night. I thought you were going
to
get.
I needed him to get 13.5 points and rebounds in the first game, and he got 10, and it lost me a lot of money. So screw that guy.
So you can't afford the cow tongue tacos now?
No, I still can because those are pretty cheap.
There's a reason, Cam. All right, moving on. All right, last week we played a clip from Paul Heyman where there's two clips here, Johnny Bummer. First one is a short clip, Sean, I'm sure you remember, where Paul Heyman has a very pointed word about the Tongans being bloodthirsty. What?
They're not even people. They're just bloodthirsty, sadistic thugs.
Bloodthirsty, sadistic thugs. Well, Paul Heyman, still running the bloodline with those bloodthirsty, sadistic thugs, had some words of advice for the temporary head of the table, Solo Sikoa, last night on SmackDown, which I did not appreciate how Solo responded to this advice that the wise man gave him.
Please accept this counsel from the wise man. You are out there by yourself against Kevin Owens. Solo, if you lose this match, you lose your leadership position against guys that don't respect leadership to begin with.
No, wise man. You're wrong. If I lose this match, I'm coming after you.
How dare Solo threaten the WWE Hall of Famer, the wise man, the advocate, the special counsel, Paul Heyman? You know what this man's done? He's built companies. Solo's gonna. By the way, Paul Heyman helped Solo win the match, so maybe he was afraid. But I hate how Solo Sikoa. I know Belmer's been really beat up about this. I came in.
It's a bad look for Tongans.
He looked down. I was like, hey, what's bothering you, Johnny? He's like, man, I don't like the way Solo's treating Paul Heyman. It's like, I know it's terrible. I mean, man, we need
bloodthirsty sadistic thug.
Bloodthirsty sadistic thug, Sean. We need Roman Reigns back. Where are you, Roman Reigns? Please come back to us. All right. We are done with the anger sharks. We're going to swim over to the Sea of Tranquility, backstroke, if you will, or doggy paddle, your choice, and talk about the things we love from sports this week. Sean, what did you love from sports this week?
I loved Sean Payton. Not really the fact that he has a chip on his shoulder, more the way he explained how or why he has a chip on his shoulder.
I have two middle fingers. I've gotten better with age, not using them. And I think it's more, and I would say this has changed for me. It's more inward focused relative to our own team and what we're doing relative to, as you get older in this, you don't waste the calories on certain things that I might have, you know, back in 06, 7, 8. You know, I don't play a lot of video games, but you got X amount of battery life and energy, and you try to use it where you think it's best going to help the team. And so you learn over time to not spend as much on the things you can't control. Or
what in the world is he?
My man was really high in Denver. He did this.
No. See, I think you could tell. There's a correlation between how many times someone says "relative to" how little they actually have to say. Like you can tell when someone's struggling because they have nothing. They keep going "relative to." No, you just didn't have anything. Wasting calories on it? What are you talking about?
I don't play video games.
Batteries running out. Is he going back to the days of like handheld? Man,
just what? How can you not be excited for the next era of Denver Broncos football?
Clearly, they have a man who's looking forward and has a firm grasp on the here and now. Sean, what'd you love from sports this week?
I already said mine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cam. my fault.
I know that it is petty and distasteful to
but you're about that
to to applaud somebody when they lose a job, but. My favorite thing was them finally cutting ties with.
See, we're done with the negative. We're done with the anger shark.
Fine.
No, I love that was a positive.
I love that the Chargers signed Tony Jefferson out of retirement. Okay. Does that make you happy?
All right, cut his mic. All right,
Super Bowl.
The thing I loved from this week was this was also from Friday Night SmackDown. You're welcome, John. Apparently, home invasion is a credible means to getting a title shot in the world of WWE.
Your boyfriend LA is in the pool.
What do you mean, my boy from L.A.?
Oh, he said he's your boy?
L.A.?
He's from L.A. He's in the pool right now.
Hold on. What?
Nah,
bro. No.
Welcome back, champ. I've been waiting for you for a while. As a matter of fact, what's your policy on being in the pool? Because I got to go.
Get out now.
All right, I got a call.
How you got in here? I don't know who you think you are, fam. How did you get past security? How did you get past the gate? Grab security right now. And by the way, tell him he's fired, but grab him. Last job. Bro, get out of my house. Get out of my pool.
Yeah. All right, I'll see you next week. Yeah.
No, too far.
That's L.A. Knight sitting in the pool of Logan Paul when he returned home. Because L.A. Knight's been trying to find a challenge for a title fight. Logan keeps stuck in him. L.A. Knight went to his house, sitting on the pool when he gets back. And then Logan had to fire his security guard. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah! Let me talk to you, Sean. So, I'd like to employ that in our everyday life. If we don't like the answer we get, we just invade someone's home.
Show up to their house.
Sit in their pool until they show up, until they get back.
Hope they have incompetent security guards.
Yeah, who then got fired. Who then got fired.
Former security guards.
Yes, but their last action was then kicking LA Knight out of the pool.
Yeah, I would just say, like, maybe don't tell them they're fired before you need them to kick out.
Yeah, exactly. If Logan, if you're listening, I know you are. The Clash of the Castle is going on, honestly speaking, so he's probably not listening. But a little word of advice. Next time, let the security guard perform the action first, then fire him. That's just kind of a pro tip from the bullpen. You're welcome. All right, that'll do it for the bullpen this week. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. We'll be back on the air next week, noon to 2. As always, have a good week in Houston. See you next time.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.